what's that called?
Back,
the bow's the front.
Yeah.
And the back's flat, that's a boat to me.
Okay.
The canoe is
pointed
at each end. Yes, and it's tipsy.
Yeah. And the paddle boat has a flat bottom.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. Yeah, really, more, yes, not like a canoe.
And if one of your...
More stable.
Yeah, one of your children is running around looking for several articles of clothing, you know, in a big hurry to get out the campfire, and you find, you say, here.
Here they are? Is that true?
Yeah, like here.
What?
Your clothes.
Oh, here are your clothes.
Yeah. And if you're not sure you're right about something, you might turn around and ask a friend of yours, I'm right.
Am I right? Or?
Yeah, that's just the idea. But what would you, how would you say, you might, if you're going to say I at the end, say I'm right.
Aren't I?
Okay. Now, what about the expression right smart? I know it's very common in
right,
folk
smart.
Speech, but
yes.
Meaning a great
deal. What does it mean to
meaning,
me?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Right, smart. Well, it means quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that for only things that are not countable?
Well, if I said, let's see, it was pretty hot yesterday, so it was right smart, you know. It.
Give me a few other sentences, just where you might use
right
it. Just
smart.
They don't have to.
Well, just be like if there's a large number of cars, but it's not a fantastically large number of cars, you know, right smart number.
But you might say that the right smart of cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Then the thing you put on over your dress when you're cooking.
A smock or an apron.
Yeah, and then they, this is a...
ballpoint pen.
And then something you use to hold up baby's diapers.
Pen.
And then a, these are...
pants.
Okay, now if they had this and a made of... of wool and a upper part that matched, that would be called a
suit.
And you just bought it wouldn't be an old one, it would be a
new.
So say the whole thing.
New suit.
Yeah. And then that upper that top part would be called the
coat.
And then the part there sometimes with a three piece suit, there's a thing
vest.
Do you ever call that anything else?
No.
That would never a jacket would never that would never mean a jacket.
A jacket to me is a coat that doesn't match the pants.
Okay. And someone might ask you, did you bring that? And you say, yes, I
brought it.
And I say, you tried that coat on yesterday. You say, I tried that coat on yesterday and it was just perfectly hit.
Yeah, it fit.
And if the pocket, some of those pockets are all filled up with things. Say,
they're bulging.
Okay. And then if the shirt wasn't sanitized and was washed in hot water, you'd say, that shirt might
shrink.
Yesterday it?
It did shrink.
It
shrunk.
It has.
Shrunk.
Now, how about another word, that old-fashioned word?
For shrinking?
Yeah. Or maybe not old-fashioned.
Grew up.
Yeah, is that
yeah, true? We say that a lot, you know. I got something and then washed it and it drew up.
It has?
It drawn up.
And so you'd say it might?
It might draw up.
Okay. And that's just, that means just exactly the same
as shrinking,
thing.
And we use that much more commonly than we do shrinking.
Okay. Now, the something you might keep coins in.
Bank? Or
well, in your
my pocketbook.
Yeah.
Change purse.
Yeah, and something you wear around your wrist.
Bracelet.
All right. And then men, instead of wearing a belt, might wear...
suspenders or galluses.
Okay. Now, are those equally useful and
you mean, are they
terms for you?
The same? Would I use them either interchangeably?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you go into a store and like if you were going to buy someone a pair of those would you might just like to go into the store and say I want a pair of galluses or a pair of